and we're going to receive a report on that. Is that from you, Tim? Welcome to the Isle of Wight Health and Wellbeing Board. Nice to see you here, and I'm grateful you've got a bit more time than you expected, because I expect it will be an interesting topic, which certainly is of interest to the island beyond this board.
Thank you very much. Thank you, members. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I believe you've all received the committee report from the leading cabinet member of Adult Social Care, Public Health and Housing. I'm very happy to take questions based on that report, and I realise that that's the subject matter for you to make decisions on today. But I thought, with your indulgence, I could perhaps give a presentation that I've been giving to governing body boards of CCGs, Acute Hospital Trusts across Hampshire and the Isle, explaining a little bit about where the STP is at, where the Sustainability and Transformation Partnership of Hampshire and Isle of Wight is at the moment, and some of the reform decisions that have been in debate for the past 6 to 8 months, and where we are now, if that's where I put people. I'm just going to see if this clicker works. Okay. So a little bit of history, and I'm hoping that this is not going to be news to anybody. In 2016, leaders across the country were asked to work together to improve health and care in their area. Now, this came on the back of a lot of stuff from the Vanguard work, and I know my life, full life here, showed that if you integrate services, you can really provide a lot better for your citizens. If you take a strength-based approach to health and social care rather than thinking of it as health and social care, then people will get a much better service. Now, there were some blocks to the way in which the NHS works and integrates with social care and local government, local authorities. And the SDPs were put forward by health, but with the backing of a lot of local government across the country, to try to address some of those issues about how we work together. So in 2016, leaders from Hampshire and Isle of Wight came together and said, what are our wicked questions that we really need to solve for Hampshire and the Isle of Wight, but specifically for our individual patches as well as for the county and the wider footprint. Prevention, the sustainability of acute services, getting discharge of both, a terrible term as a doctor, as a GP, it's not the sort of thing you want to be saying in public, discharge of blood. But what we're meaning here is, are people being treated in the right place? Are they stuck in hospital when they shouldn't be stuck in hospital? Are they getting the right support to stay well, stay out of acute settings, and get back to their own home or to the place of care as soon as possible? And then looking at mental health, both secondary and tertiary services, and implementing these new models that we are beginning to test out through integration and Vanguard work. So they were the key areas that we were trying to look for, and I'll just add to that, I don't think it's later in the slides, there were some key enabling work streams as well that really sit better at a footprint of Hampshire and Isle of Wight, or even wider than that. So digital, for example, for any population of 500,000, 140,000, it doesn't make sense to be buying your own IT and infrastructure, and actually you want to be joining up in the wider sense with other networks, particularly relevant to the Isle of Wight, where you get some of your services from the Surgeons Acute Alliance in health terms. So digital was one that seemed to be very important to have a Hampshire Isle of Wight. In fact, we've got a Hampshire Isle of Wight and Dorset approach now, and that's drawing in some really important investment that's going to help frontline citizens and staff. Workforce. A massive issue for the island, something that I don't think that is necessarily within the island's gift to address, particularly in terms of healthcare professionals, but also social care. You know what it's like in whatever walk you're in on the island, that you have to look elsewhere for your workforce in certain circumstances. So workforce was something that we could see if we worked together in a larger footprint, we could help address. Estate, perhaps not so relevant to the island, but estate, it makes sense for all the partners across Hampshire and Isle of Wight to look at what we've got in terms of buildings, because we don't always join that thought process up, and we don't always work as well as we can to make the best of our estate to work for our citizens, for our public. And then something about how the NHS commissions work that has never sat comfortably with some of us, good many of us, this idea that you're buying services, you're making a specification and then holding people to account to deliver that specification, when actually it may not be possible to deliver that. And actually the adversarial contracting just doesn't do the best for patients and for the public. So there was an idea of the commission reform piece that could be done on a wider footprint than Hampshire and Gardenway. So we adopted this model of collective leadership in 2017. And we agreed at the beginning of this year we really needed to move further and faster. We had some really good discussions and great blue sky thinking, but we needed action stuff to, you know, the services were falling over. We had to start doing things. So this takes us to the beginning of this year. I won't go through this, but you know, here are good examples of why we should work differently from both a health and a social care perspective. I think you have got this pack in your packs as well, which you can look at later, I'll have to take questions on. And our vision, I think, I would challenge anyone not to say that's the sort of vision that we would all have. Whatever you think about health and social care, it seems to fit most people's ideology and most people's desire to do the best we can with the resources we have for our public. So, we're supporting people to stay well, we're trying to join up care locally, and we're trying to get specialised care and access to specialised care at the most appropriate site, locally when possible, centrally when necessary. So our priorities, so prevention, and I take prevention as a GP in a very broad sense. I know colleagues from public health have a very specific set of ideas about prevention, but I think secondary prevention is just as important as primary prevention. But I see primary prevention in a wider sense of a unitary like the Isle of Wight, where you've got education, you've got housing, you've got all of those things is vital to any system. So a very, very important part of that. And then urgent and emergency care. We've already had a member of the public ask a question about Nuffield report on smaller hospitals. And there's no doubt there are places for having a hub close to people, on particularly in isolated situations. The STP is all for supporting that and for working as a network to see how those services can best be joined up with the more specialist tertiary health services when necessary. And one of the wicked questions that was asked by the whole of the Hampshire Island was, how can we help the island? Because the island has been struggling with the same problems for many, many years, certainly for longer than I've been a GP, which is since 1992, so for a very long time. And I think we need partnership to address some of those issues, particularly the Solent Acute Alliance. It was already working, but this is the Acute Hospital Trust of the Isle of Wight, Portsmouth Hospital Trust, and University Hospital Southampton. We're given a mandate to really come together in part to address the issues of the population of the Isle of Wight and how best to deliver health care for those, for that population. And that was stated in the 2006 STP paper that went out. And underpinning the above, we're focused on solutions which can remove cost and improve financial sustainability. It's that triple threat, that triple aim, very hard to achieve, but we have to have our mind on using resources. And I know, speaking to a health and wellbeing board, where our unitary, our local government, know that they have a finite amount of money to spend and have to look at a strength-based approach to address that. That's something we can learn from in health, and just another good reason why health and local government should be working more closely together, in my opinion. So if I can just tell you, STP, as soon as we can get rid of those three-letter acronyms, or certainly the S, the T, and the P, the better. It means that we've done part of the job. But in terms of integrated care system, I think that's really where we've been trying to go, and STP was just something that was formed as a way to bring people together with a view to moving towards something, whether you want to call it accountable care or integrated care, but something that looks at using all the resource patients in a better way. So you can read that bit at the top. You know, commissions and NHS providers working closely with GP networks, local authorities and other partners, and particularly our patients, our not-for-profit sector, I put in that, agree to take shared responsibility in ways that are consistent with the individual legal obligations. Again, we're not trying to take away from any statutory body and statutory rights to deliver constitutional standards, and we won't be able to do that because there's not going to be a change in legislation I can see coming quickly, not until we've sorted Brexit out for sure. So people, organisations will still have to fulfil their statutory obligations and duties, but how they operate their collective resources for the benefit of the local population is what this is all about. And then you've got the benefits from a national view, which I'll read to others. So here we are. This is a slightly busy slide, and there are five slides that perhaps unpick it or unpack it. But this is what Hampshire and Isle of Wight could possibly look like in the future in terms of system reform, how we work more closely together. If I move to the next one down. So if you see the green, I haven't got a dot point, but if you see the green box there with the two arrows left and right pointing at it, this is looking at integrated primary and community care teams. Now for the island it means, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, because I've got 35 clusters now to keep thinking about. It's hard to keep them all in my brain with everything else that's going on. But you've got north and east, is it?
Yes.
Central and south.
Central, west and south.
Central, west and south. So that these are not, they haven't just sprung out in the last week or two. These are natural communities where police, for example, other services have thought this is a community. People that live in those communities also respect the fact that this footprint seems right and feels like a place to me. These are the clusters that we're trying to base the integrated care on, working on the back of the Vanguard work. So there are three of those. There are 35 across the Hampshire Isle of Wight footprint, and there is work that's progressing now to try to get those clusters, particularly to get the GPs in those clusters to start working with other partners in the clusters, into a position and a level of maturity where they can actually start to make decisions based on the population, closer to that population's place of residence. And that work's really exciting, it's working very well. So that's the cluster, and you can see that sort of happens in the format of Isle of Wight being an independent system in its own right. But if we have a look at where we're planning for place and well, these enhanced health and wellbeing board footprints might be, again, the Isle of Wight is right there as its own entity, as is the other unitary Portsmouth, Southampton, and then Hampshire County Council that has to think about how it, as a local authority, can bring its boroughs in to get those other services integrated. So in some respects, Hampshire County Council has a bigger challenge than you have here, but in other respects, because it's got a bigger footprint and it's covering other services, it's got a different challenge as well. And at this point, there will be some things that perhaps the Health and Wellbeing Boards want to be looking at in an integrated commissioning sense, across the bigger patch, the bigger piece, thinking outside of just the island. I'll come on to that and be happy to ask questions about that later. Then we get down to where integrated care partnerships might work. Now these are focused perhaps more on the top end of health, and they are focused more around perhaps where our acute hospitals are functioning. The Isle of Wight, as part of the Isle of Wight Trust, as part of the Safety Acute Alliance, plays into that in an important way. But there are big decisions that need to be taken, perhaps as a population of 2 million plus that I've talked about, digital, I've talked about workforce, I've talked about estates and commissioning reform. There are other things, tertiary services, specialised commissioning. It's very hard for a population under 2 million to even make decisions based on perhaps a handful of people that need a lot of resource. Some of those will reside on the Isle of Wight. We need to be working in partnership in a wider sense just to get a couple of results. So the strategic planning, transformation, resource allocation and assurance of the scale of Hampshire and Isle of Wight. It sounds scary, it sounds like Big Brother's going to take over the whole thing, but actually it could be seen as perhaps taking some of the heat off with regulators as far as health is concerned, particularly. The more we work together, the more we have a plan, there may just be a small handful of things that we have to deal with at this level, but if we can have the assurance that the 2 million population, I think that could be a great benefit to all parties in the Hampshire and Isle of Wight partnership. This is a health-based model looking at the kinds of implementing description of where healthcare happens, but I think it embraces public health, social care aspects. If you look at the sort of 90% that goes on, it doesn't ever get to even a chemist or a GP or a social worker or a care helper. It's all done by self. And that's the bottom of that triangle. If you then look at primary care, which I would take to be wider than just general practice, think about all the things that beyond self-help that where you can get your health and care advice from as a citizen. And then further up that triangle, you've got that integrated primary care home or primary care and community service. And then you have your secondary care that you can go to St Mary's for. And then perhaps tertiary care that you may have to go off island to deliver. And that's your triangle. Every one of our integrated care partnerships has a similar triangle, whether it's here on the Isle of Wight, whether it's north of Mid-Hampshire, whether it's Southampton and South West, whether it's Portsmouth, South East Hampshire. They all have the same. And if they come together, you can see them looking like this. And there are going to be some reasons why at that top of that pyramid, you're looking down at the pyramid from above, that snow cap, that yellow snow cap, is an important place where decisions are best made by joining up thought processes and decision making across a bigger footprint. And this is really where the STP is about. It's, to my mind as a GP, it's about getting care as close to patients as possible. Social and health. It's about clusters. That's what excites me. You know, I've worked in my own little practice for 25 years, not really putting my head up and seeing what my neighbouring GPs are doing in the practice next door. That's wrong. It doesn't help patients because there are things that I can do. I've got really good diabetic nurses that I could share across a footprint of 30 to 50,000. We need mental health workers closer to patients. We can't do that as a practice of 10,000, 5,000, 50,000. You need 30, 40,000 to be a sustainable workforce that can meaningfully do something to help patients. So the clusters is where we're at, and that's what the STP has always been about. As you see the layers that need to support care from that level upwards, you start to get a map of where you need to be coming together as organisations and where you need to be making decisions sometimes collectively across a wider footprint. And that's about as complex as it is. Every individual organisation, the 22 within Hampshire Isle of Wight, still retain the statutory obligations to deliver, to have boards and have their own governance, etc., etc. So the system reform paper that's before you sets out a couple of options of way, how you might take this forward, and I'm really happy to take any questions that you may have on that.
So Tim, I've got four questions, and I'm sure there's no reason the other members. Some of them are quite quick. I'm assuming that our local care board is complementary to what the STP is doing.
So your local care board, I think, is to some degree what I would call the board that's probably going to be the integrated care partnership board. It needs to morph into that space. But it is, so the work that the local care board has been doing is a vital platform for where work needs to be done in the future. That would be my response to that.
Thanks. I was listening carefully to your digital focus because we've been trying to explore that in some length, and if I just use the Babylon system, which you may be aware of, do you see that also can complement into this overall?
So I think it's a really good illustration of where the STP has served the island population well. So there are six pillars of our digital programme that I won't talk you through right now, but if I can just give you a couple of aspects of where resources coming in. So we have something called the Local Care and Health Record Exemplar, which we are one of three, I think, sites in, possibly five, no, three sites in the country that have been successful in getting support in partnership with Dorset. So it's Hampshire, Isle of Wight, Dorset. And we have, I think it's £5 million coming over 3 years to support integrated care of records. Now this will help frontline staff in terms of getting integrated care records, but it will also help decision making, risk stratification, population health management in the widest sense, so that we can use digital and data. There are some information governance stuff that we have to get through, work streams looking at that. So with our public support to share their data, and I haven't met in all my travels any citizen that hasn't said to me, why are you not sharing that? I thought you could do that already. So using that data in a better way to try to support people in the best way possible and use resources in the best way possible, that's one thing. The other very exciting thing is that we had something called the provide additional maturity fund and bidding, which was a national set of funds that we could bid for. Now, as an STP, we had to put that in. We put it in and we supported the £15 million allocation, again over, I think it's 2 to 3 years, to go £5 million to Portsmouth Hospital Trust, £5 million to the island, and the rest to be divided out amongst the others. Because the University Hospital of Southampton is a digital exemplar and has got some funds coming, Hampshire Hospitals is a fast follower. There was a lot of debate amongst, you know, amongst colleagues about where that money should go. Why should it go to the island? Because the island and St Mary's needs to get itself up to a position where it can integrate the community and other services, and that's going to be the best way to spend our money. If we're working as a partnership, not allocated per capita at all, allocated where resources most needed. So in terms of digital, yes, we're working in partnership, we're working across a wider group, just happening on the white hat, but we are looking out for all of our places and where resources best needed.
So it'll be interesting following up the £5 million to the island, which sounds quite interesting. The other thing we've set up on the island, and we had our inaugural meeting, is a one public service executive board, if you like, which is involved police, ourselves, CCG, health, voluntary sector, police and crime commissioner. We've had our very first meeting on this, and our overall strategic aim is to try and get the best we can for the public pound, if you like. And we did some preliminary work where we kind of estimated that there was about £1 billion comes to this island in one form or another to deliver public services and wider services. And our aspiration was to try and see if we could make sure that we get the best value out of that, but also look, and really back to what you said, working together to give the best service through the right way we can. And I just comment that I have spoken directly to the Secretary of State on this, who, Matt Hancock, who I know is very sympathetic to what we're trying to do here. And I'm therefore again just asking to check that the STP sees itself fitting within that picture as well, because there's a very strong determination across all of the partners to really make this work. And I'll just, as you're here, I'll probe that one to you.
Thank you very much, Dave. So I think there's an interesting principle here. There are 10, I think 14 now, accelerated science-based integrated care systems. Not one of them that I have studied or looked at or spoken to actually has got it sorted. And they're in the process of trying to get the governance, how it all works together. Yeah. South Yorkshire and Bassetmore probably is the closest to our sort of geography on Hampshire Isle of Wight, and the furthest ahead as far as I can see. And they're setting up their boards in a similar way. Now, one thing we would hate to do is to, where people are further ahead, and I think the island is further ahead in terms of its integration than anywhere else in Hampshire and the Isle of Wight, we don't want to hold you down, slow you down, but what we do want to do, please, is to learn from you. Yeah. So in terms of your integrated care partnership, as I would call it, I know you're thinking about trying to call it an integrated care system, I think it's syntax, but in terms of that place, I think we would be absolutely supportive of the way that you're, of the direction of travel we've got.
Thanks, that's been very reassuring. Obviously we've got key players around the table on that. So. Having had a brief insight into the STP world, are there any questions from any board members? Zonia?
Thank you, Chair. On the page B51, there is a little plan about integrated care partnerships and strategic commissioning, and there is a date there. By October 2018, intention was to prepare a memorandum of understanding that sets out remit, focus, leadership, governance decisions around ICPs and how local health and well-being boards, care systems, and ICP interface. It was one deadline. Second one again by October 2018. Intention was to establish strategic commissioning functions. So we are now at the end of October. Could you please clarify where we are in relation to those targets?
Yeah, thank you very much. We're still in October, so we haven't missed the deadline quite yet. We will miss that deadline, apologies. It's to do with when governing bodies meet, and there's been a little bit of slippages that always is with these things. It's important not to rush them. But part of the reason I'm here, a part of our journey. The STP executive team has been going around to governing bodies and having these discussions with members. I was at a chairs meeting yesterday afternoon that mainly healthcare, but there were local governments chairs there too. And I think it's been through 7 or 8. It's going to a few more this week. They need to make a decision and decide, but then to put together an MOU, a memorandum of understanding, takes a little bit of time. We do have one that's in a draft form, and where, you know, we steal with impunity. We've been looking elsewhere in the country where these have been written up. But the idea is that the MOU is tailored for each of the integrated care partnerships. You do it, you make it, you own it. We then want to bring it together to learn what the good things, and then perhaps possibly look at getting something, not standardisation, but reducing variation when it's unwarranted, particularly reducing variation where it's not serving the best interests of your population. I doubt very much there's going to be any of that, because all the people I've spoken to so far are coming up with the same sort of MOUs. So we're not on track for that, but the work is underway. As far as the strategic commissioning function, that's a little bit more tricky. I went through a 3 to 4 year process, 2 years as a national representative when we did the delegated commissioning of primary medical services, of GP stuff, to delegate statutory stuff from one organisation to another under the joint committees is tricky. In terms of just CCGs, the partnership which the IOI is now part has got a committee in common. It's not really a joint committee. If you take West Hampshire CCG, how do you get a governing body and a committee and make a joint committee with a committee in common? There are stuff that we have to iron out. And then if we're looking at the bigger integrated commissioning function that looks at trees, what does that look like? I think we're on track having the right discussions, but we'll be missing the end of October deadline, probably the beginning of the new year. You know, the long-term plan is coming out for health care. We've got a good idea of what's going to be in that. There'll be some meetings this week, some meetings next week. It will be published in December again. I reckon that's probably going to be the 24th. That's when it usually comes out. But we want to hit the ground running in January.
Thank you.
Any members' questions? Jeff?
Yeah. Representing town and parish councils, I have to say that there is a significant amount of anxiety about the whole SDP process, and the lack of engagement with people. Now, I know that my organisation, the Alouette Association of Local Councils, has been trying to get to speak to somebody from the SDP at one of their meetings in the future. Is there a Richard Samuel?
Yes.
Is he still around?
Yeah, so
he's not responding to our requests for him to come to our executive in November, because I think you need to take the people of the Alouette with you, and town and parish councillors are often the people who can, you know, represent, you know, what people are thinking at the local level. But there is, you know, a number of people who are really concerned about the whole SDP. And my earlier issue about, you know, the acute services, etc., is a major issue for us, being an island, of course, because people want their hospital to be providing the services exclusively, if at all possible, because of the water. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. I will echo support for Jeff on this. We've been doing some work on the island around our town and parish councils.
Yes.
And this is one of the topics that they are concerned about. So we'll probably answer how the communication can happen if this changes. And then I've got one other question for you, which is...
Jeff, thank you so much. If I, being Simon Stevens or Jeremy Hunt or whoever, I wouldn't have said make your STPs behind closed doors without public engagement. I mean, the timings were very difficult. The election scuppered a whole bunch of stuff. I think, you know, I'm a fan of Einstein's ladder of system participation. You know, I think we were right down at the bottom rung with this, and I think we've been held back from engaging the public, and that's been a three-line whip. But this is the time now to start engaging with the public, because I think they're the answer to a lot of the issues that we have. So I absolutely echo that, put my hands up. I don't think it's right, but it's the way we have to play it. Acute services, I mean, I have been working for the past year fairly closely with the Solent Acute Alliance, looking at how best to support some areas in the RMI clinicians. We went through a long process with the clinicians, and I think we're at a point where we're probably coming to a better idea of what a transformation plan for acute services on the island looks like. You've referenced the McKinsey option 4 with some caveats that we've been working towards. There were 14 work streams that I've been at least part of, not completely, the services, but acute services. We have a better idea of some of them. For example, emergency surgery, the way that the clinicians on the island, the clinicians at University Hospital Southampton and Portsmouth are working now is amazing. It's different. It feels so much better than it was a year or so ago. It's not necessarily taking everybody off the island, but there's an idea of wanting to learn, share knowledge, support each other in a way that can only be good for patients. So I think a lot of good is going to come out of this, and I don't think the answer is going to be shutting St Mary's Hospital and not having acute service on the island.
Just picking up the specific that Jeff raised around IWOLC, who's the best person now to communicate with them?
Apologies, we are a very small but beautifully formed team for the STP. I mean, the STP is not us though, it's you guys, we're all 22 partners, but the people that specifically hold the ball on all of this stuff, it's really three of us, five of us if you want to make the extended team. Seven if you think of comms and other PMO support. So they're not many of us. Richard has a call to many places and actually is not available at the moment, which is why I'm here today. I'm delighted to come and speak whenever I can, and I'd be more than happy to come. Or Richard, if it's been a call in the last couple of weeks, it's probably just because he's not been available. It's been a call in the last 6 to 8 weeks. The only person that really holds our diaries has been away and had a loan for the last 6 weeks because she's been getting married, going on and doing stuff. So apologies, but we're not avoiding coming, and we'd be delighted to come and speak.
So I'm just wondering if, picking up on the point Jess made, and knowing that we have connections with our town and council, whether we could actually plan maybe a month or two ahead and do a town and parish council briefing here on the latest position regarding the STP to fit your diary, which would then enable IWOLC and there's some other town and parish councils that don't sit in that to come along as well, if that were to suit you, and then, yes. And then everybody could be brought up to date. Because I have to say, if you don't give people information, they fill a gap anyway with misinformation. Yeah. The one other thing, certainly a brief one, I'm aware that there's an action plan that sits behind your presentation. We'll send that round to the board members so that you can see what sits behind it, picking up on your point. So that we know there is an action plan. I've just been reading it. I think it'd be quite useful for board members to see that, and then they can see there is, it's beyond just talking about the strategy, it's actually some work going on, if that's okay.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, excellent. And I've got one other suggestion. Is it possible for us to have a common information platform digitally? Because you've picked up quite rightly, there's lots of stuff going on, and I wonder why, with this day and age of the cloud and things like this, we can't have a shared kind of common platform where you could, it's almost like our information platform. And then we do, oh, right,
so there's something called CAHOOTS, Future Collaboration NHS. This was brought up at the local workforce action forum, which I sat on Monday. We share it, but it's sort of a health platform. Could we do something or have some other infrastructure to allow us to get, because there are lots of shared documents that people are using across Hampshire and Ireland. So yes, it's on, absolutely on the agenda. Whether we can dovetail into the local government sites or
yeah,
be very useful as well.
Okay, well outside this meeting we could look at that. I was just going back to the latest question, thinking that would be quite a nice report to have on there anyway, so that people can see these kind of things. Okay, that's excellent. Are there any other questions from the board members? Okay.
It's not so much questions or comment. Thank you very much. I always really enjoy listening to it. why this board, I truly passionately believe, must endorse these proposals in the STP is because there's enough evidence out there from early adopters that this works. That actually you can secure better outcomes for those you serve through better integrated approaches. I sound quite passionate about that because I spent 5 years of my life working in an integrated system at Torbay Care Trust and delivered better outcomes. I think what the board needs to be mindful of is that the evidence is more equivocal around the all-important issue of money. Certainly the early adopters, I think there's perhaps more optimistic, but nevertheless very challenging evidence coming out of later ones, but actually the evidence is that it doesn't necessarily save money. If I had a criticism of the STPs, notwithstanding that that you've mentioned yourself, I think it's actually that we are, across the board, more remaining too silent about the funding issues pertaining to adult social care at the minute, which is at tipping point, and I quote the Care Quality Commission in doing that. But our recommendations on BA and B9, this board has a really important role to play. This board has a really important role to play in terms of monitoring, measuring, the progress at the meeting, and this board has a vital role to play in helping to bridge what many critics would say is a democratic deficit with STPs. So that's why it matters, that it comes to this table, and it's why I truly believe that we should be endorsing recommendations A and B set out.
Okay, thank you, Carol. So that is the proposal of a recommendation. Firstly, that we endorse the Hampshire and Ullaway Sustainable Transformation Partnership proposals for the reform of healthcare across the area as set out and as briefed. And then secondly, under D, is to request that the Hampshire and Ullaway Sustainable Transformation Partnership consider the creation of the Ullaway Integrated Care System, which we've already talked about, which is based on our existing local care board, which does seem to have moved forward very, very well. And as one of its key next activities to support our council's one public service proposition, which I mentioned to you. So members, that's what we're being asked. Can I have a show of hands? Those in favour, please show. Okay. Those against? Any abstentions? Thank you. And by the vast majority of the board, we endorse that. And we look forward now to working with you from the Isle of Wight's perspective on that, and do then thank you very much for your briefing today. You're now welcome to stay for the exciting remainder of the board or depart as your time fits.